Thank you, Dr. Makhubelo. I just want to also address a few of the issues that were raised. The issue of concern over corruption was something that was raised by a few delegations. It is something, as the South African government, that we are very concerned about. But there are an increasing number of measures in place to deal with corruption. Concern was raised over the Protection of State Information Bill, which is still not a law. Maybe one bill to highlight is an amendment to the Protected Disclosure Act, which is the act protecting whistleblowers. That bill is halfway through Parliament, having been through one house. And that bill has a provision that a person who makes a protected disclosure, which shows or tends to show that a criminal offence has been committed or is likely to be committed, can be protected by the court if that disclosure is prohibited in terms of any other law, oath or contract. So the amendment to the Protected Disclosure Act extends the protection for workers, but I think that provision that it trumps basically any prohibition on restricted disclosure is a very important one. In addition, on corruption, the National Prosecuting Authority has targets which it has to meet as far as successful prosecutions of different categories of persons for corruption, different categories in terms of the amounts. So the emphasis is not just on number, it's also on the bigger fish. Then legislation restricting, prohibiting public officials from doing business with government is in effect and is being monitored by Parliament. There are also increased disclosure measures for senior public officials, requiring them to disclose their interests. And then there are institutions such as the Assets Forfeiture Unit, which has the power to seize assets that were likely to have been obtained through corruption. There's a special investigation unit which is empowered to conduct investigations of specific government entities if there are allegations of corruption, as well as the Directorate of Special Operations, or the Hawks unit within the South African Police. The issue of education had come up a few times, just to emphasize that everybody in South Africa has a right to basic education. So that right is already there. Basic education would effectively be primary and secondary. That would apply to a person who is disabled. They would still have that right. And that would apply to an immigrant or a migrant. One of the important things to emphasize with our Bill of Rights is that it doesn't, only a few of the rights are applicable only to South African citizens. The majority of the rights in South Africa apply to everybody. So they would also apply to migrants. One of the difficulties with the tensions that sometimes arise with migrants, which I had referred to in the opening address, is competition for scarce resources, because we have a large number of migrants who often are at the same education level as young South Africans of the same age. But I think, having said all that, Mr. President, that we would very much like to thank you and the Council, the Human Rights Council, for your inputs, for the commendations, the positive statements made, the issues of concern that have been raised, that we will very much look at and take into consideration as part of this periodic review. And to thank everybody for the attention that they have given, for reading our documents and having a good knowledge of the situation in South Africa. So, Mr. President, we will be looking very carefully at all the inputs that have been made, and look forward to the continuation of this process. Thank you very much.